Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hey there, welcome to Mega News Nation on this Monday night on Monday's News and Reviews with myself, Lou Bernard, versus Fragus, the rest of Hoodie. And I tell you what, this has been hell week. I'm just barely recovering from this virus that's going around and everything. And I tell you what, I thought I was going to die over the weekend, but I survived. I'm still here and everything. We're going to get to the news and everything here in a bit. Hey, Russell, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing well this evening, my friend. Enjoying this mild weather we're having here in the Houston area. Been tracking a lot of different stuff, man. It's definitely some interesting times we live in.
Oh, that's for sure. That's for sure. I know I've been tracking that incident in Iraq as well. That rocket that went off over there and everything. But anyway, I know Virgil, he's actually on patrol right now, and he's here with us and everything. How you doing, Virgil?
Oh, we're doing okay.
So anyway, so what do you think? Did you watch any of the impeachment inquiry that was going on today, or?
I didn't catch any of it.
I watched a little bit of it, not enough to really know what was going on. I'm just, I'm pretty much bored with the whole thing, to tell you the truth. Let's just get on with it. Let's see which way these guys go. I told y'all Romney was a turncoat, and he most definitely did that, hands down. And I heard Murkowski talking tonight, and of course Collins is going to vote it. So I think I may have called it pretty closely. I said, don't think this is going to walk into the Senate and go away. I said, there's enough, they'll lean on enough Republicans to carry this thing through. And I'm afraid that might be what we see happen.
Exactly, which is a good thing as well, because, you know, they'll bring it to trial, but once it comes into trial, then Trump could call their witnesses. You know, and everything, they've already, you know, Trump's defense has already done damage control the last 2 days, you know, especially today. But what was surprising, and I was telling Virgil this earlier, is that Joe Bolton has this new book out that came out today. What a coincidence.
Well, yeah, I know, man. It's, like I said, man, now you guys, what you need to know, or what our listeners need to know, anybody who does know this, is know exactly who John Bolton is.
John Bolton
never served the country. He's not a veteran. Let me put it that way. And he absolutely loves war. He is the tip of the spear for the industrial military complex. We'd be in Iran right now. There's no telling where we'd be. His answer to everything is war, all right? He feeds the industrial military complex. So would he say anything that could hurt Trump? I don't know. There's things questionable about the guy. But he is a warmonger. He loves war. Of course, he's not the one fighting him. I think.
What's that?
He knows there's a lot of traffic coming through, and I think he probably knows. Watch him. You want to go post up there in the dark. Maybe truck in the house if you like camp out.
Yeah, I'm parked. I'm parked. Sorry, guys. I'm parked right there in the
Yeah, I got
a clear view of everybody. All right.
Well, I'll let Chad know.
Sorry,
Russell. Virgil had a call in.
Okay.
But, yeah,
my niece was pulling out of her driveway. She's going to the store. So I just checked on her and everything else. In case y'all don't know what's going on, I got a suspicious person. Been lurking around in the neighborhood and everything, and the neighbor, he come up with some stuff missing out of his truck. So I'm setting up down here, passing these little woods where I can see everybody's yard. I'm in ambush mode now. And,
Only way to get him. Only way to get him, you know. But, you know,
he's a definite illegal. He's a definite illegal. The description, yeah. He's got short pants, short black pants on, T-shirt, very dark complected. But, you know, everybody's describing him as a Mexican or an Arab. So whether he's a Ally Akbar or a Cinco de Mayo, if I catch him in the neighborhood, he's going to be a number on a toe tag.
Uh-oh, that's not good. But anyway, going back to what we were talking about with Bolton, you know, I said from the beginning that Bolton, you know, has never liked Trump or the administration. He's an Obama leftover and everything. And, you know, but seeing this book come out today and everything, I mean, you know, that doesn't give a whole lot of credibility on his part right now. You know.
Well, the thing is, y'all ever notice how these people get called to testify, and it's I don't recall, I don't remember, I take the Fifth Amendment, blah 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 blah, and then 2 years later they're writing a goddamn book and they remember everything.
And selling gold pens. You know, like the guy said today in his opening statement, you know, one of Trump's lawyers, you know, Pelosi's out here selling $2,000 pens. We got Bolton selling a book.
Wow.
I mean, you know, really?
Well, you know, that's the stuff. Like I said, this thing's going to drag on, and you're going to have the turncoats that I've named beforehand. Please remember that, because I do expect a round of applause for that.
right.
You know, eventually we know what the ending's going to be. All right. I mean, unless something unforeseeable happens, let's just leave it.
Right.
So what I really want to talk about, I want to talk a little bit about China. Okay.
We can do that. We got Carmelita on. So let me bring her on here real quick.
Hey, guys. How are you?
So go ahead, Russell. Go ahead, Russell.
What I was saying is that we don't know exactly what's going on down there, okay? But let's take what we do know, okay? We do know that there was a level 4 biological warfare lab there. Okay.
Right.
We know that the incubation period on this stuff appears to be longer than normal, about 2 weeks. Now, you have this, well, they haven't admitted it yet, but you have this accident happen right in the China New Year there when everybody's going on vacation. So you fly these motherfuckers all over the world. Now, we're not getting the full story out of China at this point in time. There's a nurse there,
right.
And she's saying that they have like 2,800 confirmed cases, 5,700 suspected cases. And, I mean, it's growing exponentially daily.
4 states already confirmed with it here in the United States. That's all
right.
That's today.
We have 110 suspected cases here in the U.S. But let's talk about this. All right. They came on and wanted to feed you the story that this stuff started in a wet market. Well, turning out that the story's tending out to be a little flawed because 13 of the people with it have no contact or anything with any of that kind of stuff, all right? And
right.
So they got to digging a little more and investigating. And what they have is the origins of this thing, is what we're hearing on the back channel, is the crate K-R-A-I-T, and Chinese cobra. All right. Both very venomous lethal vipers. All right. So something stinks for a pun high China then, but the numbers are much greater than what we're being told they are. This stuff is blowing up down there. Definitely some foul play went on down there. It's got to be. I mean, this cover up on this is unbelievable. Oh, they're not allowing American citizens that are there to leave if they're showing any kind of symptom. They're quarantining American citizens.
Right.
You had the military on the ground checking phones, making sure that stuff's not getting out of their photos and that kind of stuff. You have a few that come across, like this nurse we have there in the hospital. And
so why is the military doing that? That was the confusing part.
But the numbers are bad, and nobody got the origins. If they're correct on the origins, nobody was playing with those two snakes, okay? I guarantee you they won't. The numbers are higher than what we think they are. And we had a suspected case right here in Brown College Station. And test results on that came back negative, which is a good thing on that stuff. But we don't know how many cases we have here. The hospitals are going if you show any kind of symptoms, sniffle, sneeze, anything like that, they're sending people home. So I don't know how that's going to work out. And the nurse there in Bryan College Station, she has a relative that works for the CDC. And he's saying they don't know what this is. They don't know what they're fighting. They don't have a plan. So
in other words, this is airborne. It's an airborne agent that maybe China started.
Well, they're
that got away.
The only thing that's confirmed is we know that level 4 of biological warfare labs there. The rest of it has been confirmed. I don't know if it could be confirmed at this point. But this is just stuff that's being uncovered.
And the irony of it too, Russell, is that all this is starting as a distraction. I mean, we got epidemic of flu going around, viruses going around too at the same time. I mean, I'm just getting over this. And Carmelita had it. I know you had a touch of it and everything. But with all this going on and everything, it makes me wonder, you know, what the fuck is going on, really? You know?
Well, and that's very true. Like, I mean, for lack of a better word, it's almost comical that this impeachment thing is even going on. I mean, this is banana republic shit we're watching happen here in this country. Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. I mean, Carmelita, what's your insights? I know you had to watch a little bit of it today. I mean, what's your input?
In regards to this virus going around, I mean, they just from what I understand, they just stopped somebody here at Baltimore, Washington, also. They took them off the plane. They've been quarantined.
Yeah.
I think this is, I think it's a big setup. I think people don't realize it. See, right here at Fort, we have Fort Detrick, okay, which is one of the biggest labs there is up in Frederick, Maryland. And they deal with all biological. And, a colonel I served with down at Fort Meade also, she works for NIH, which I'm sure you guys are familiar with, the National Institute of Health. And a lot of these viruses, a lot of this shit going around, it's all man-made. I'm telling you, it's taking our attention off of bigger things. A lot of shit is being done behind closed doors. And there's so many other, you know, all this other shit that's, you know, going on. You got the virus going on, okay? There's more than, from what I understand, there's 90,000 people affected by this virus. Not just 20 or whatever the hell they're saying. 90,000. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but you remember the uprising that was going on in Hong Kong?
Yeah.
You notice everything's quiet now?
What happened to that?
Exactly. Everything's all quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything's all of a sudden quiet.
Blackout.
Okay. And then all the shit down there in Virginia, okay, in Northam, taking credit for all that shit. And now all of a sudden they're still pushing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's always quiet. Like, you know, people always say it's always quiet before the storm. I'm telling you now, there's a storm coming. And everybody knows it, and you guys know it. You guys know it. It's ridiculous what's going on right now. And, I mean, it's just, it's insane to me that we have, okay, the Virginia thing, right after the Virginia thing, the China thing, okay? And then you got this whole impeachment shit going on, which the Democrats are looking like fucking idiots. Well, they are fucking idiots. That's besides the point, okay? And then they want to push, you know, and I just love it when they said this red flag law is supposed to save lives. Okay, you know what, guys? The red flag law is here in Maryland, okay? Maryland's like another fucking New York. We already have 400 murders, which, by the way, we surpassed today. And this is just January, okay? Let's see, overdoses. We have 8 in Anne Arundel County alone that have died. 40-something. Mm-hmm. Or, no, 78 overdoses alone. I'm telling you, it's a lot of this bullshit that's going on. It's like, throw a flag up here, throw a flag up here. Because if you notice, do you ever see Facebook how easily people are distracted? Everybody's distracted.
Yeah.
Even with the Kobe Bryant thing. Did you notice that right away? Everybody was all distracted by his death. Okay, but yet, God forbid, if I were to make the call right now, and I called down there to casualty assistance, okay, and I asked them, can you give me the names of every last military personnel that died today? Because believe me, plenty have died today, okay, because we have many in Afghanistan, many still there in Iraq and Syria and so forth.
Well, look at this,
I bet you if I listed their names, I'm sorry, oh, the ones that were 30 people that died in a helicopter?
Yeah. But the C-132.
Oh, yeah.
We just had 21 Marines die in a helicopter crash.
Exactly.
Yep,
exactly. So where are their names? Where's their names? If we were to list their names, okay, and we were to list their ages and where they were from and everything, would they get the recognition they deserved? Do you think that anybody would blink an eye? But no. Everybody's all fucking sporadic. I'm telling you. I look at Facebook yesterday. Jesus. Kobe Bryant and his daughter. Kobe Bryant.
I'll be honest. I don't know who Kobe Bryant is. I don't watch basketball. Sorry. I'm not a fan.
Exactly. I don't watch any of this shit. When I see him, I'm like, Kobe Bryant. And I'm like, oh, I know the name. I've heard it before. And then all of a sudden, okay, got it. He's a basketball player because it's like LeBron James, that fucking loser. Okay. So, you know, I mean, something, okay, all of a sudden he crashes due to weather and this, and that. I don't know, guys.
What made Kobe Bryant famous was when he got charged with rape. That's what
exactly,
made him
and he paid that young lady off. He paid that young lady off. She got all
him.
That money.
It wasn't him. It was the NBA. It was the NBA with the Lakers. They're just like the NFL. They'll pay high dollar to shut somebody up. But this thing in China. China is world famous for pulling shit like this. For the purpose of population control, too, you got
to
leave that in the equation.
I mean, you're not allowed to have. They want boys. They don't want girls. That's another thing. You're only allowed to have two children. I think it is one or two children. It is.
Yeah. So,
yep, one or two
so they have to thin things out. They have to thin the herd out. And they can't just march them out and shoot them like they used to do. So what do they use? They use biological warfare. If they created the disease, I guarantee you they created the cure. You're not gonna see or hear any of the higher ups in the Politburo or the presidential palace getting this disease, trust me. Or anybody in the military, in the Chinese military. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be unsuspecting peasant civilians.
Yep.
Pathetic. Yeah, and you know what? And it's going to spread over to here. I mean, come on. They got a case down in North Carolina. They have a case here already in Maryland. I mean, people are coming back from Beijing.
They got a case in Arizona. Yep. A case in Arizona, too. You know?
Well, I'm going to tell you where it's going to bust loose the most. I'm going to tell you right now where it's going to bust loose the most. California.
California.
All those homeless people in tent cities. Homeless people in tent cities, they're already disease ridden. So this is the perfect camouflage for it. I mean, it'll spread like wildfire, and then they'll get rid of all the homeless people.
Nope.
Well, here's a news flash I just got, guys. this Wuhan coronavirus, which, okay, I hate having to say that, so let's just give it a nickname, okay? Let's call it Kung Flu. So as of now, there's 4,500 confirmed cases, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, in 11 days, Kung Flu infection rate is 37 times bigger than the SARS one was.
Wow.
Yep.
Can you imagine those here in the United States? It's confirmed here in the United States how fast that will spread.
Well, yeah, and it's got a longer incubation period. They're thinking the incubation period on this thing is 14 days. So.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm telling you, in the next, shoot, ain't no telling what we're going to see by the end of the week.
Right. Stay away from Chinese restaurants.
I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Carmelita. I just wanted to share that. Please continue on.
Go ahead. Stay away from Chinese restaurants.
I'm telling you, something bad is going to be coming in the next few weeks. You wait and see. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore, mm-hmm. North Carolina. I'm waiting for my husband to get back. And, I mean, hell, I got 15 days left. 15 days before he comes
mm-hmm.
back. And, shit, I don't even know if I want to fucking hug him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, granted, he's in Korea, but still, you know, it's just like... It's just, I'll tell you what, all this shit happening at one time, and then my friend telling me all this shit about Virginia and everything else. And, hey, Virgil, did you get your package from FedEx?
No, I have not got my package from FedEx yet.
I haven't got anything either, Virgil.
Yeah, yours was I got you the Woodlands, and I got the boots.
Mm-hmm.
For Virgil and Susan, and I got to go up there tomorrow mm-hmm. after I go and get it. I have to go get a Maryland ID, by the way, which because I refuse to get a Maryland driver's license because I'm not staying in this fucking state. So my license is Tennessee, but come to find out, this house, I should never have been paying property taxes on it. So
mm-hmm.
they owe me. They said I have to get a Maryland state ID. I got to send in my DD-214. And then I got to fill out this exemption. They'll pay me back my 9 years of Maryland tax, property tax.
Wow.
Forget a little of this. When the house sells, don't say well, because that well is not going to mean shit after what I say. So once this house sells, I've got to pay an exit tax.
Tax. Just like New York and California.
Yep, you have
just
to pay
like
an
New
exit
York
tax.
And California. That's why I told you, Carmelita. That's why I told you, Carmelita. 5 gallons
then,
of diesel fuel in a railroad flare and let State Farm be the good neighbor. Get out of the shit quick.
Well, they told me I got to go down. Once I go down there, if I can get a waiver, then if I get my waiver, then I don't have to pay it because Matt is still active. So with him being active and already coming down on another set of orders, then I can.
And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, them exit taxes ain't nothing nice.
50%.
They are nothing nice.
Hey, we got Ronnie again, so I'm going to bring Ronnie in here. Hey, brother, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good. I had to finish watching the movies with my family, you know, all that bonding shit.
Hey, I like bonding shit.
But anyway, so Ron, what's your insights about this corona disease and the impeachment? We've been talking about all that and everything, but what, you know, we're seeing, I know it's like a huge distraction with this disease, you know, because, I mean, everything coming out at the same time, I mean, all at once.
Yeah. Well, that case they had over in SeaTac that came over, that first one, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to distinguish half the information you get, you know, from real news to fake news to whatever. You know what I mean? But that one, that's actually 5.5 hours for me. I was thinking about, I was half tempted to go over there and do a job, and I just said, you know what? I think I'll wait and see how this plays out.
Right. So, but as you know, the with all this going on, and then, you know, then all of a sudden, Bolton has his book coming out now, tell-all book, you know, and everything. But I don't know. I mean, I've seen damage control done today and everything, but I have to agree with Russell. It could be in this week. I kind of see it going that way, you know.
You talking about the disease or the impeachment?
The impeachment.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've caught bits and pieces of it. I haven't watched every minute of it, of course. It's been pretty long, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've caught bits and pieces of it. And the bits and pieces I've seen, I mean, it seems like they're really ripping the Democrats a new one in that. You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, they did. And they have actually written Nadler a good one today, too. I mean, they've written him big time and everything. But I don't know. I feel like this thing could end. I have to agree with the rest of it. I feel like this could end quickly by the end of this week.
Well, I mean, what evidence have they even came up with to justify their actions?
Well,
you know,
the Democrats have no evidence.
The
thing, in the back of
the thing I want to see is Pelosi and Schumer's jaw drop at how many Democrats are going to vote no on this that are coming up for re-election in Trump popular states. That's
right.
What I want to see.
Well, for my
you're gonna see a look on their face like David Duke is on an airplane and he's finding out the person flying is Black Lives Matter first kamikaze pilot.
Right. And I see that. I mean, I was saying this the other day. If you remember that, there's quite a few Democrats that are going to say youth. They're gonna go right along with the Republicans. I mean, I've heard of quite a few of them talk about it. You know.
What I want to see is what they're gonna do after all this. You know, not with just not the Democrats so much, but what are they gonna do with this information?
Not a damn thing.
You know, but I wish they would. That's the thing.
Yeah. And Russell said this over and over. The crooks ain't going to go after the crook.
That's true. That is true. But there's always, that's 99% true. I'm going to give Russell money now. But there's always that 1% that they're waiting after the re-election, so they don't get accused of Gestapo tactics of, you know, prosecuting people just to get them out of the election. You know,
well,
win the election.
That,
then, well, yeah, I know they're already doing that. They're trying to do it. But
mm-hmm.
win the election and then go to cutting heads off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. Trump has got a very good chance. Trump has got a very, very good chance of not only winning the Electoral College, but also the popular vote. Now, if that
mm-hmm.
happens, Pelosi and them are dead. That's it.
Yep.
They're dead. That's it. That's it. It's all over with. You
and
know, they say Obama won the Electoral College in a popular vote. But you can't count Obama because, number one, he's not a U.S. citizen. He shouldn't have been allowed to run in the first place. And number two,
mm-hmm.
the level of voting fraud throughout those two elections was astronomical.
Yep.
So you can't really count that. So the only other person you can count is Andrew Jackson.
Right.
So,
well, here's the thing.
So if Trump wins the Electoral College, if Trump wins the Electoral
mm-hmm.
College along with the popular vote, the Democratic Party, the Liberal Socialist Progressive Democratic Party, will be dead for the next 20 years.
Oh, yeah. That's why they're scared. For that reason, they're alone versus the reason the Democrats are in panic. That's why they want Trump out. They know that it's going to happen. That's why they want him impeached immediately before the election.
Well, you see these socialists, they run an entire campaign, and all they do is they promote division. See that word,
mm-hmm.
United States of America? They hate that word. They hate that word.
Mm-hmm.
They do not want us
united.
United. They do not want black united with white. They don't want conservatives united with liberals, you know, in this walkaway movement and everything. They hate
mm-hmm.
the word united because united, it is a contradiction to their division tactics.
Well,
they use the oldest tactics in the world, divide and conquer. Divide and conquer.
Well, here's the shocker.
That's their oldest tactics.
Here's the shocker. Here's the shocker, and I'm going to predict this one. After this impeachment, you're going to see an awful lot of people uniting after this.
Well, you see
that
congressman, that congress lady from that congress lady from Hawaii. Okay, she's when Hillary ran off at the mouth and called her a Russian agent. Well, she's fixing to break it off in Hillary's ass.
Mm-hmm.
She done filed more goddamn lawsuits against Hillary right now. Her great grandchildren don't need lawyers. I mean, that did a lot of damage, and she abstained. She abstained from the vote for impeachment. So we may have another one that's gonna flip. And I don't see her voting for the impeachment. I see her voting no.
Yeah.
I see her pushing the vote.
I see
a bunch of Democrats in the Senate. At least 5 to 7 Democrats in the Senate are gonna vote no. I'm gonna go out on a limb and call that.
Yep, I have to agree with you because I was watching the ABC last night. I was watching, and there was, you know, that one keeps getting in there. He's a strong Democrat, not a Trump supporter or anything, but he's a conservative, but he's a constitutionalist. And he said he's voting against the impeachment. So he said there's nothing there. I said this last week as well. Same guy. That's a constitutionalist. You know, Democrat.
Well,
I see it with Virgil.
Well, look, you've got a scholar that what has been teaching law at major universities, Princeton, Harvard, Alan Dershowitz, who is a hardcore Democrat, a hardcore Democrat, but he's a constitutional scholar. And he's up there speaking against the impeachment, telling them what's wrong. And this man, here is getting more criticism. He is getting more threats and anything than anyone in the world right now because of this. You know, they're calling him a traitor. They're calling him a racist. They're calling him this. They're calling him that. But had he come out on the other end of it, had he come out in favor of the impeachment, oh, my God, he'd be the new Messiah.
Right.
Yep. So, see, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Well, you got three people. You got three constitutional attorneys were called into the hearings that testified. Two testified that, yes, Trump did something wrong. One testified that he did. Okay. But now here, you got the person that taught them. When they went to Harvard Law School, their professor, he taught the judge that's presiding over the goddamn thing.
Yep.
And they're saying he don't know
right.
what he's talking about. I mean, these people are on spool. They're insane.
Even one of Trump's lawyers was taught by the judge that's up there preceding all this. They were colleagues together.
Well, what I'd like to see after this is, what I'd like to see after this is if there was an abuse of power done, right? It was done by Pelosi and the ones that were pushing the impeachment in the first place. They did it illegally.
Oh, yeah.
They did it for political propaganda and reasons, and it had nothing to do with the integrity of our country. And I would like to see that they get brought up under indictments and on trial for abuse of power.
Well, what done it for a lot of people, Ron, what done it for a lot of people was when Schumer came up there in front of everybody and said, well, they've offered to let Bolton testify if we agree to let Joe Biden come in. Oh, we're not even going to put that on the table. We're not even going to entertain that. Why not?
Right.
Why not?
Tit for tat.
Right. Yeah, it's because they know that everything would be coming out about Joe Biden. And that's their candidate they got running right now.
Yeah, fuck him. He ain't going to be around long.
No, exactly. But that is...
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be around long.
It's Bernie and Joe Biden.
Why is they get away with all this shit, okay? And they don't get held... I mean, do you honestly believe they're going to get held accountable? Pelosi? Do you... I mean, honestly... Why is it in the military we can do an Article 138, okay, a request for redress, but yet we the people of the United States, when we try to stand up for what is just and right, just like what took place in Virginia, okay, our voices still go unheard.
It's not that they go unheard, Carmelita.
What it seems like.
These people here have very, very, very deep pockets. They can hire every lawyer in the United States, and they can file so much bullshit in the courts and tie this shit up for the next 20 years. We'll never live to see it go to court. They'll never live to see it go to court.
Do you know how many lawsuits there already is here? You know what the crazy part is, guys? You know the young lady, you know the man that was killed here in Maryland, right?
Right.
You know, the lady that killed the red flag law, right? Well, actually, I had the officer here on my front lawn 2 days ago. I won't tell you why, but she was here. Okay, but let me tell you what. They already have lawsuits. in Maryland, okay, in regards to this freaking law. And it just seems like they put this in effect, but I don't see a lot of these officers out there really enforcing this shit. I just don't see it happening. There, I got told the other day when this cop stood in my house, there is only, in my county alone, this county where I'm at, there's 700 cops, mm-hmm. okay? He's standing in my house now. Keep in mind, I have my own camera, okay? I have a body cam. I said, where's your body cam, dude? He says, well, we can't afford body cams. We're still trying to afford to replace our vehicles. I'm just staring at this cop like, you've got to be shitting me. He says, yeah, Baltimore County only has 1,000 officers. We have 700 officers. And I'm like, holy shit. So it's like not too many are joining the force. I noticed that. Not too many are joining the military because they're fucking with the military so bad here today. It's like, what is your take on all this? I mean, honestly, gentlemen, tell me, what is your take on all this? We got these kids living in basements. They're basement dwellers. I mean, for the love of God, they're in there living with their parents until they're in their 40s and fucking 50s now. And I sit back and I'm looking at my grandchildren going, holy shit, what is the world going to have to offer them? My grandson came in my room today and told me, you know what, Mimi? Guess what I was told? I said, what was that, Colton? He says, I was told I could be a girl or a boy. I said, who the fuck told you that? Because I'm going to have a long talk with them. He said, my son. I said, no problem. I said, tomorrow Mimi will be up at your school. I said, Colton, I said, if anybody ever tells you that again, I said, you know what you're going to do? And he looks at me and says, what, Mimi? I said, you're going to flip your middle finger and you're going to say, no. My Mimi said, hell no. I said, you got that? I said, you're a boy and you will remain a boy. He says, well, I was told I could be both. I said, no, sweetheart, it doesn't work that way. There's not both. I said, you want to know what they're called? They're called crazy. So I'm going to find out tomorrow who this teacher is who's telling my six-year-old grandson, my seven-year-old, well, shit, how old is he? Oh, shit, seven-year-old grandson, that he could be a boy or a girl when he's a boy.
Yep.
So I'm having, you know, and he's seven.
Well, Carmelita, no offense. Carmelita, no offense, but the Upper East Coast, the West Coast, and pretty much the upper Midwest, you know, like Michigan and places like that, you know, y'all got a lot in common with a box of granola. Whatever ain't fruit and nuts is flakes.
No, it's let me tell you what, I'm not going to have, not on my watch, not on my watch. I kid you not, it's not happening. I kid you not. I'm not going to deal with this shit.
Well,
it's bad enough I got to deal with this crazy. Look, I had the cops here because of my daughter's crazy ex-husband. Still, nothing gets done. Nothing gets done. Nothing. And now I got to deal with teachers teaching my seven-year-old grandson that he can be a boy and a girl. That's not going to happen, folks. So, yeah, I mean, if y'all don't hear from me for like a couple of weeks, I'm at Anne Arundel County Detention Center for punching a teacher. They live with me, and I don't ride like that. We're gonna ride a straight line. My grandson's a boy. My granddaughter's a girl. There's no in between. Not with me. And who are they to be teaching my grandson this shit? What happened to getting permission?
Well,
I'm getting a little frustrated with a lot of things.
Yeah. That's what they're trying to teach. That's what they're teaching these days.
Yeah, I'm going to teach them something because they ain't going to like me very much, but I'm up at school tomorrow. I about shit when he said that to me today. He caught me totally off guard. And then he says, Mimi, by the way, my Nana, which is his father's mother, said to tell you that Trump is no good. Oh, hell no. I said, well, honey, I said, and I did. I did say this to my grandson. I said, well, you know, sweetheart, I said, first of all, your Nana, I said, you know, the one with the false teeth, that crazy bitch. I said, she hasn't worked a day in her life, sweetheart. So, of course, she's going to vote for all the Democrats. I said, so, you know, until you get old enough to understand politics, I said, let's not talk about that nonsense right now. I said, but who are we going to vote for, Colton? Just like we did the last time. We're going to vote for Trump. Mimi's going to put that little red sticker on you, and you'll wear it proudly when you go over Nana's house. because that's exactly what I did when I went to vote for them the last time before they went to their nanas to visit their daddy. They had little stickers on them that said, I voted for Trump. Yep, pissed her off. But it's just frustrating because I want my grandchildren to have a good life, and I don't see them having a good life with the way things are going. It is very frustrating to me.
You're 100% right on that. You're 100% right on that. I mean, she's 100% right on that. If we don't stand up now, these kids, grandkids, they don't have a future. And there is a young generation that's coming up just now that has a little bit of sense, it seems like. I was kind of shocked to see all those young people at that March for Life. I was very surprised. Was anyone else?
I was definitely surprised.
That was definitely a surprise to me, especially the Native American presence.
Mm-hmm.
They had a heavy Native American presence at that rally for life.
Native American is running New Mexico, right?
Yep. Actually, she is, and I was actually reading up on her earlier today, and she's the one that's going to beat Deb Haaland, and she's actually a true conservative and a Trump supporter. So she's a good one. I hope she wins.
Elizabeth Warren
is Native American, and she's running for president.
Who's running for president?
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah,
sorry, I
had to
put
that one in there.
Yeah. Big Mama Chief Bull Pussy from the Suckanut Tribe.
Yeah. I'm not touching that one.
Believe it or not, though, is here in Idaho.
What do you think about Hunter Biden? Do you think he's going to? By the way, he did agree to the child support. You know that, right?
Yeah.
He agreed to that amount of child support because he didn't want to have to disclose all his financials. So, of course, he gave the little bitch that swings around the pole a lot of money, which shows figure. I mean, you don't really make much on DuPont Circle anyway. But, he agreed to a certain amount of child support so he didn't have to disclose all his financials, which I think are going to come out anyway because he's going to be put on that stand. Mm-hmm. You watch. They're not going to get around that.
Go ahead, Russell.
Oh, no. I'm just catching a news flash here and stuff like that. Chinese health minister is now saying that this Kung Flu is contagious during the incubation period. That's fucking unbelievable, dude. So that means you're contagious the minute you come in contact with it, basically.
Well, here's the thing: is the guy that brought it over from China into the Seattle area, right? He lives in Suquamish. There, you know what I mean? He, I have several friends over in that area, and they kind of talked to me a bit about it, you know. And so what FEMA wanted to do is they wanted to get permission from President Trump to quarantine that town. Not Seattle, but Suquamish where he lives, right? Outside of it. They wanted to implement a quarantine, and then they wanted to implement a no dork not gun confiscation. So that if you even showed symptoms of it, right? They didn't want any backlash, basically, is what they were saying. But, I mean, you could have the common cold. And they might interpret that as you've got it, and so now we're going to take your guns without permission.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And period. Well, you know as well as I do, if they quarantine that area, they're not going to stop there. They're going to quarantine Seattle, all the places around it. You know what I mean? And they're going to implement that. And then they'll have to implement martial law, of course. You know, because then there will be backlash because people don't want you kicking in their door, taking their fucking guns. You know what I mean? There's a lot of small towns outside of there that are actually very conservative. You know what I mean? And Second Amendment.
Yep.
But Trump had not okayed that. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
But that
right.
guy had contact with several people, and none of them got sick, including his wife.
That they know of, you know. So who knows
that they know
the virus,
at that point.
Know? Yeah, who knows about this virus, but something to definitely keep a close eye on. Like I said, I'm just now getting over whatever this virus is that I have. And I tell you what, man, it was like death creeping up on me, man. I was wishing death was knocking on my door by Thursday and everything. But I tell you, it's oh, man. But nothing compared to what this coronavirus is, you know, and everything. I can imagine. But, hey, we got about 3 minutes before we go on break. Do you guys want to continue or do you want to call it early night?
Up to y'all.
Yeah, it's up to y'all.
Up to y'all.
Whatever y'all want to do.
I'm going to be up all night anyway.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll go on a 10-minute break. We'll come back and we'll continue. And if you like, our number is 917-889-3890. So anybody that's around the world that would like to call in, please do. We'd like to hear from you.
What the hell is that noise?
There wasn't me.
But
anyway,
that's probably me. That's probably me talking to Susan on the radio.
But anyway,
I'm looking around my room. I'm on neighborhood
patrol tonight, darling.
Why? What the hell's going on? Are you freaking hunting Mexicans again?
Yeah. Basically.
Shit. You got a Mexican in your area?
Yeah, it's looks like an illegal. He's creeping around here and neighbor got some stuff missing out of his pickup truck. And I got a handicapped lady and her granddaughter that are in the house by herself. Her daughter, well, my niece, her husband is working nights. So I'm doing neighborhood patrol tonight with my rifle and everything, body armor and everything else. I'm going to the truck stop on the break and put some gas in this truck, grab me another cup of coffee, because looks like I'm going to be here till daylight. Till daylight until I catch you.
All right. Look to come back here in about 10 minutes and everything, so y'all just hang in there.
All right, I'm going to go grab a Bailey's.
All right.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
Thing happening to you. If I was hard enough into the setting sun, my and in the end of town had a good looking mom. She never was around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She knew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I think it's better, but it's got to keep moving.
Was this purposely airborne or what? I mean, this is one of the questions that I want to ask. And what is your thoughts on this, Russell? I mean, do you think this is purposely set?
I'm sorry, I just picked back up, Joseph. What was
on the coronavirus that's going around, you know, and Eric, do you think this was purposely set by the Chinese government for the UN?
You know, it's also suspicious, and I'm not saying that it was intentional,
mm-hmm.
but it's just mm-hmm. strange that, and it had to have been a leak from that lab, okay? It's just strange mm-hmm. that this accident leak happens right there at the Chinese New Year when all these motherfuckers are blasting off to go all around the world visiting
mm-hmm.
places and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that could be completely coincidental. I'm not saying that it's not, but it is something that kind of makes you go, hmm.
It's what Virgil said earlier got me thinking that, you know.
And with the problems China's been having, what better way to get your population back under control other than through martial law? And if you've
mm-hmm.
been exposed for treason and systemic corruption that infests our government's been exposed the way it has, why wouldn't you need
mm-hmm.
a pandemic over here to do the same thing?
All right.
Okay. I'm going to take my pinfall hat off now, but that's the thing that runs through my brain, okay? I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying, inquiring minds want to know.
Exactly. I was sitting here, to brain thinking all that. Think of what Virgil was saying about the population control. What if the UN had a part in this as well?
You know, I have an opinion, though. And go ahead.
I think the China and UN are a lot tighter and closer than most people realize.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a suspicion. But go ahead, Ron. I didn't mean to step on you there, brother.
No, you're fine, man. I think they could have picked if they were going to do that, you know, I think they might have picked a better virus than this one. You know, I'm not saying it's not doing damage. Don't get me wrong, right? But there's other ones that they already have that are so much more efficient for that. You know what I'm saying? If that was their intent. Now, I have no doubt in my mind that the UN and China and a lot of other agencies out there in countries would not be above spreading a virus. You know what I'm saying? For their propaganda purposes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just think that they could have picked, if that was their intent, it could have been a better one. You release a little Ebola in the middle of China. They're so populated, it would take care of that pretty quick. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we still don't know what the death rate on this is going to be. We're just now reaching the initial incubation period. I mean. And then all the people they were in contact with, I mean, it's probably be a month before we really see what's going on here. And at this point in time, I think there was, correct me if I'm wrong, now I'm digging and my memory's not as good as it used to be sometimes. I want to say there was like 8,000 cases of SARS in 2 years. Okay, and that was a big bad pandemic back then. Okay, we're already up to 4,500 on this one in 11 days. And as I said earlier, that makes this thing 37 times what SARS virus has done in the first 11 days. And SARS did it wrong.
Well, and I could be wrong. You know, I don't know all the numbers that are behind it yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All I'm hearing about is a little case here and there, you know what I'm saying? But maybe it's far worse than I realize. But
Well, you know, it may have been an accidental release somehow, and you know, maybe they wasn't refined, or you know what I'm saying. It could be any of those like that, but I just find it odd that this incident happens in a time like this. I mean, you had protesters in Hong Kong going at it. And there's just a blackout over there. We have no idea what happened to those people in Hong Kong.
Yeah,
that's hilarious,
I mean,
the stupid blackout.
I haven't heard not anything from Hong Kong.
And then, like I said, the people are pretty unhappy in China right now itself. What the little bit that's getting out, and I'm not going to say much more about the source, but she's a nurse on the ground there in Wuhan, and she's been sneaking little tidbits out to us here and there where she can, and she said it's serious shit. They don't have test kits. The military's on the ground checking phones and trying to keep as much of a lid on this as they can. I'm sure they've got their thumb on what's getting in and out of there. So, you know, we don't really, like Ron was saying, we really don't know what we got here at this point and stuff. If you intentionally wanted to do something like that, Ron is 100% correct. You use a much better agent than what this is turned out to be. But then this is supposed to look like an accident, but perhaps this is supposed to look like an accident too. So, you know, maybe it's, I don't know. I don't know what that is, killer. I think there was 80. Last I heard, there was 81 dead. So
81. Yep, that was confirmed. 81 dead with this virus. You know, but still, yeah. I mean, look at all this stuff that they're spraying in the air too. The chemicals and stuff. All that disease and everything they're spraying at us. You know, I mean.
And if you wanted to make it look like an accident so that you weren't reaping the repercussions of the world for genocide, you know what I mean, where you got hauled in for that or sanctions or whatever, then, yeah, you know, something a little more subtle that takes a little bit longer to take effect, but it still does the job, and I could see that, you know what I mean, if they didn't make it look like an accident and stuff, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, the truth of the matter is we don't know what we're dealing with, okay? The little nurse friend up there, Colin Station, got a relative that works for CDC, and she talked to him, and they said they don't know what they've got here. They think the incubation period may be 2 weeks, but they have no idea what to use against it, how to fight it, and how lethal it is, how dangerous it is. They don't really have any information on anything right now. And then I think the guy's name was Dr. Lane. He worked on the SARS epidemic. He was like the tip of the spear there working against the SARS pandemic back in the day. And he was... he said earlier today in an interview that it could be 6 months to a year before they could have anything close to a vaccine.
A cure.
Or a vaccine. So, you know, who knows where we are on this. We're just going to have to sit tight. But I would advise everybody to pay close attention to where they are, what's going on, and not trying to sound divisive or anything in that shape or form, but I'd probably stay out of the Asian part of town right now.
Right. Well, look at it this way, too. I mean, you said this, I said this, and Russell said this. I mean, Virgil said this. When all this impeachment doesn't happen the way the Democrats want it to happen, I think this is how they're going to do it, Russell. I think this is how they're going to bring us all down. This is just the start. I don't know. It has me thinking, you know, all of a sudden China has this proto disease. The Democrats ain't going to get their way.
Well, you remember, what was it, 10, 15 years ago, somewhere in there, when that came out that they had been, all that evidence had came out and leaked in the social media and everything about how the One World agenda, part of their plan was population mm-hmm. control and spreading pandemics and plagues, and then also mm-hmm. using a bad vaccine maybe someday mm-hmm. to do it. That was part of their plan. And remember, they kind of, everybody, it's like they kind of backed off after that for a little while, right?
Right.
You give enough time and people will start forgetting about all that came out. You know what I mean?
Right. Agenda 3031.
Yeah. And I do believe there was something to that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
now, one of the worst things that... Right. One of the worst things that could happen is a country leak out a bad pandemic on their own people, and then it ends up spreading across the world, and they don't tell anybody because they don't want the repercussions of the consequences for their actions as well. You know what I mean?
Yep. Like when the AIDS virus first broke out.
Yep.
You know, they had me thinking about that too. You know?
Right. So, you know, there's so many aspects to it, but I do believe that that's a very real possibility. You know, what's one of the better ways of doing it? I mean, most of your population is in big city, and people travel mm-hmm. from big city to big city, and then the rural areas mm-hmm. from there. You know what I mean?
Well,
so
look,
you really
at
don't
Arizona.
Have more target spread from.
Yeah, like, well, look at Arizona as one of the confirmed cities, you know, with this coronavirus disease. Maryland, parts of where Russell's out of Texas. You know, this could get out of hand very quick.
Right. I mean, people in this day and age, we travel on plane, train, buses, wherever. Somebody can catch something in Detroit, catching a bus to
mm-hmm.
L.A., right,
mm-hmm.
and spread
mm-hmm.
it there. I mean, it's not that
yep.
hard in this day and age if you want to do that.
Yeah. So, you know, so, I mean, that's already, I hate to say it, but it's already, we're already infected. Everybody's infected, you know.
Well, you guys are, not me. We're perfect up here in Idaho.
I was just saying, I mean, you don't know. I mean, nobody knows this disease. I mean, it's like AIDS. It's a silent killer. You don't know.
Right, and that's true. You don't know. You might not know until all of a sudden you have a little sniffle and a cough,
mm-hmm.
and then a week later you're laying in your bed dying. You know.
Right, like I was a couple of days ago.
Even where I live out in a small town in the woods. Right. You know,
right.
But there's a highway there, so when I go into town, I might go and pick up something at the gas station or whatever. Somebody passing
mm-hmm.
through on that highway might have it and touch the gas pump or something, and it spreads out that way.
Like my roommate said, you know, I haven't been around anybody that was sick, so how did I get this virus? Well, I could have went to Walmart, touched the Sharpie cart, and got the virus that way.
Right.
You know,
you never know.
So, you never know. So, that's the only way I could, because I haven't been around anybody that's sick. So, how could I get sick? Well, that was possibly the way there. Got it at Walmart. You know, but
although I would encourage anybody to wear gloves touching any shopping carts at any Walmart anywhere. Anyways,
right.
Let's
see
what's going on.
Right. Our wife, you know, I just wipe them down, you know, get one of the wet cloths and wipe them down or whatever. But you can get it any form or any way. Like I said, they don't know anything about the spread of disease and how it starts or how it spreads.
Well,
you
remember the movie The Stand, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that movie with Stephen King?
Yep.
The Stand?
Yep.
And how that virus just kind of spread everywhere so fast.
Yep. Now they quarantined the whole town.
Yeah.
So, you know,
for people out there that don't think a virus can spread fast, I tell you what, check your history. Check your history with the Native Americans and smallpox.
Right.
That shit went like wildfire. And I'll tell you what, Russell can testify to this. Let one motherfucker come back in the barracks with fucking crabs. Watch how them motherfuckers spread.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, and it doesn't take much to spread a virus. Remember the Native Americans, right? Before the white colonists even started spreading across the country, just the common cold and flus that they brought with them from Europe had wiped out a big chunk of the Native population that had spread across the country ahead of them.
Well, look at
that
San Francisco
before they did all that.
Mm-hmm. Look at the disease that nearly wiped out San Francisco back then. You know, the plague, when they had the plague. But this has me thinking that the UN has to be behind it. I mean, I'm sorry, but I kind of think that's what it is. I kind of feel that.
Like I said, we don't know nothing about nothing right now where we're sitting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be perfectly innocent, but there's a lot of coincidences in there, too, that I think should at least have a look taken at, you know. And we just have to sit tight and see what happens. But I think the next week or so will tell us whether we have something that's going to be worldwide or whether it's pretty much just going to be China's problem to handle.
Right.
When you're standing in line in a convenience store and four or five motherfuckers fall out and start doing a fish out of water impression, you know shit's getting real.
Yep. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, now that we're talking about that, if I see anybody even coughing, I'm not going to let them down my driveway.
Right. But like I said, don't go to the Chinese restaurant. Just saying. But I don't know. I feel like this is something done purposely. I don't know. It's just an eerie feeling that with this, all of a sudden, you know, the timing and coincidence, like Russell was saying, everything is going on with this right now, you know?
I mean, well, start stocking up on your immune boosters and antibiotics.
Yep.
And vitamins.
Yep.
The Book of Revelations is telling everything that's happening, and it's coming to pass. You're having earthquakes out of the ass everywhere. You're having disease everywhere. You're having conflicts going on all over the world. You got these goat fuckers and carpet riders and camel jockeys with weapons of mass destruction ready to light us up. So, you know, you can't tell the players without a program, and Revelations is the program.
Yep.
Anti-Semitism's on the rise.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know, here's the thing is, you know, I got to keep an eye on Israel, because once that temple is almost near completion, and they already started building it, that's when it's really going to start, according to the Bible. when the temple's near completion, that's when it's really, that's when it's all going to break out.
Let it come on, you know. I'm hoping and waiting. I get to turn some towel heads into maxi pads, you know.
right. So, man, anyway, hey, for what you guys want, we'll go ahead and close the show.
Yeah, getting close to that time and everything, and we'll be back tomorrow night and everything. So, what do you guys say? Want to go ahead and close it, or?
Yeah, I'm good with
you. Yeah, I'm going to go take a ride down back on the back 40, shine out in the field, see what I can see.
All right. Well, we'll come back on the air tomorrow night and everything. So, y'all tune in. And for those that are that like to call in, do call in. We'd like to hear from you. It doesn't matter what part of the world you're from. You know, we'd like to hear your news and your story as well. So, 917-889-3890, and also I did put our email address up on the on our blog, so I do have an email address now. So if you'd like to contact me, you can do that, and everything. So again, we'll be back tomorrow night. Y'all be safe out there. Good night, America.
Good night.
Yeah,
this
good
is
night.
Sweet,
good night. Man.
My wife with another man. Now I'm doing 99. At a prison down in Georgia, close to the Florida line. I've been here.